After being confronted with a lot of bad manners in trading over the years, I just want to talk a little bit today about how to ask other traders or other investors questions without sounding like an asshole, in my view at least. And it starts with asking about the process and asking about how people thought about something. I think that's always a good way to do it. But you have so many people doing things like, did you catch that move, or how much money did you make, or, you know, what size position were you able to put on? Unless you're really close with someone, you talk to them on a daily basis, those are just irritating questions to answer. And when you ask them, it's just, you're not having a lot of awareness, because if the person didn't make money, then they're irritated with you. And if they did make a bunch of money, then they're forced to almost gloat to you. And then you feel like shit about yourself because you didn't do the trade as good, or you didn't make it, or you didn't figure it out, or you're just, you know, you're not trading big enough, whatever it is. So I think going after the process, going after the thinking, really makes a lot of sense. And that way you have better relationships too, when you can go in and learn to grow and connect with others about how they're thinking about something. Because like what somebody did, what size they did it with, and where they bought and sold doesn't really matter if you don't know why they did it and how they thought about it, because you're just basically, it's gossip. It's useless information if it doesn't happen. And I'm kind of shocked after all the years of trading and being around people who have done it for a long time, how much of that stuff still happens. And I just don't, maybe it's a pet peeve of mine, I don't know, but it's just one of those things where if you're not going to get the most out of it for yourself, what's the point of even asking about it? So it's something that I think, I don't know if anyone ever really told me that. It's just observing it. And of course, when you're new, you do this stuff all the time. Everybody does. But then after a while, you learn. And the other thing too is just about emotional control, which I've struggled with too. I've gotten a lot better just doing it for a long time. But when you're on a good run, everything's great. You're in the best mood. And when you're in a bad run, everything's miserable and you're in a shitty mood. And carrying that outside of the business and expecting other people to understand that you feel that way, when really, how could they understand? It's a very different world. And that, it doesn't matter if you're investing for positions that last many months or years or during the day. It's just, it's the same thing. It can grind on you the same way, because I've done both of them. So that's just stuff that came into my head today after I was listening to an audiobook, and they brought that up, and it just really rang true to me. So I wanted to put that out there.